try. Now I may not be alone each time I see you, or show up when I promise that I would, but still I won't deny your mystery.
And welcome to the Strange Brew podcast. My name is Jason Barnard, and for the next hour, you'll be listening to an amazing selection of tracks from the Immediate record label, who were operating from 1965 to 1970. It really is a microcosm of the London scene at the time. It was set up by Tony Calder and notorious Stones manager Andrew Luke Oldham. Our first song was Nico. She made her recording debut in May 65 on the Immediate record label with her cover of Canadian songwriter Gordon Lightfoot's I'm Not Saying. This version features Jimmy Page on 12-string guitar. I'm Not Saying unfortunately did not chart, and shortly afterwards she hooked up with Velvet Underground and Andy Warhol in New York. Next, on another folky take, we have Michael Mick Softly, who was a key figure of the British folk scene. Donovan even covered two of Softly's songs on his early albums. And November 65 saw Mick's sole release on Immediate. It is his excellent I'm So Confused single.
When God's clear bell rings out, says to love one and all, I'm so confused, for the same bell rings out and says go to war. I hope before the bullets fly for me to die, that he who made me will be the one to save me. When God's myriad mouths on earth from the pulpits pray for peace, I'm so confused, for the same mouths call out for the amnesties to cease. I hope for the armies move and bullets start to fly, that he who made me will be the one to save me. Salvation in a cloak, with hands outstretched, raise the souls. I'm so confused, for the same hands bless the armies as they go to war. I hope before the soldiers die and I begin to cry, that he who made me will be the one to save me. When the altar of the Lord offers life after death, I'm so confused, for life is such a precious thing, why waste a drop of it? And as I look around the lifeless battlefield, up goes the cry, Ad Majorem Dei Gloriam, Ad Majorem Dei Gloriam.
An excellent anti-war song there by Mick Soffley, I'm So Confused, released on Immedia in 1965. Also, around this time, we have the Poets and their version of Baby, Don't You Do It. They were an excellent Scottish band, managed and produced by Andrew Oldham. This Marvin Gaye hit was also recorded by the Small Faces. In 2011, the Poets actually reformed with original members George Gallagher and Fraser Watson. Unfortunately, George died of a heart attack in August 2012 at the age of 68. So here's to George and the Poets, Baby Don't You Do It, from 1965.
Hey, baby, please don't do it. Oh, don't do it, babe. Don't you break my heart. Hey, baby, please don't do it. Hey, don't you break my heart. Hey, baby, please don't do it now. Hey, don't you break my heart. Yeah, I've sacrificed to make you happy. I took nothing for myself. And now you wanna leave me and go find somebody else. Well, my pride, it's all gone. Whether right or wrong, you know I need your faith. You gotta keep on keeping on. Well, I try to do my best. Yeah, I try to do my best.
Poets and Baby Don't You Do It. Next we have Jenya Ravin, aka Goldie, who was an American singer best known for being the co-founder of the all-female rock band Goldie and the Gingerbreads, and in 1966, during a temporary breakup of the band, recorded a couple of singles, one of which was Going Back for Immedia Records, released in February of that year as Goldie. So here is Goldie and Going Back.
Right. thinking young and growing older. Lord knows it's no sin. And I can play the game of love with you.
Goldie and Looking Back from February 1966. Of course, I had to play some Stones covers. Here's Nicky Scott's version of Backstreet Girl from an immediate single in 1967. The original version was from the album Between the Buttons by the Stones, and actually, Nicky Scott's version was released on exactly the same day as the Stones album, 20th of January 1967. Here's Nicky Scott and Backstreet Girl.
I don't want you to be high. I don't want you to be down. Don't want to tell you no lie, just want you to be around. Please come right up to my ear, you will be able to hear what I say. Don't want you out in my world, just you be my Backstreet Girl. Don't be part of my life. Please keep yourself to yourself. Please don't you bother my wife. That way you won't get no help. Don't try to ride on my horse. You're rather common and costly. Don't want you out in my world, just you be my Backstreet Girl. Please take the favors I grant. Don't want you out in my world, just you be my Backstreet Girl.
Nicky Scott and his version of the Stones' Backstreet Girl. Now, Dave Skinner began writing songs with school friend Andrew Rose, and they played around the London folk circuit in 1965. Andrew Oldham signed them to Immediate the following year, initially recording a Jagger Richards song, Sitting on a Fence, which became a top 20 hit. There followed a few singles and studio albums supported by the best of London session musicians, and all their output, I think, was produced by Andrew himself. This next song, the duet Coldest Night of the Year with Vashti Bunyan, was originally meant to be an immediate 1966 single, but came out the following year as the final track on the Twice As Much LP, That's All. Vashti opted out of singing altogether after her experience on the label. In a recent interview, she said Immediate was a good name for the label. If something didn't work immediately, it would be shelved and they would be on to the next thing, leaving in their wake a trail of disillusion. So here is Twice As Much with Vashti, Coldest Night of the Year.
Baby, baby, it's late and you'd better go. It's after three.
Honey, please have a heart. Just look at that snow. Have pity on me. I can hear that north window, and the fire is oh so warm.
Well, I know you should be going, how can I send you out in that storm?
Baby, it's cold out there,
and it's getting cold.
Baby, it's cold out there,
getting colder.
Matter of fact, better cuddle up here. It's the coldest night.
Baby, I know if you wanted to, you'd brave the snow.
But I haven't been well. I might catch the flu, or a cold in my knees. Let's snuggle close together while the whole world turns to
just the victims of the weather. Sending you home now just wouldn't be nice.
Baby, it's cold out there,
and it's getting cold.
Baby, it's cold out there,
getting colder.
Matter of fact, better not hear. It's the coldest night
Twice As Much with Vashti, Coldest Night of the Year. Now, the pre-ELP Keith Emerson's Nice debut, The Thoughts of Emily Stabjack, is often named as one of the first prog rock albums. It certainly is starting to move that way, although I prefer things of a more psychedelic disposition. The name Emily Stabjack actually is a surname created by combining the last names of the four members of the group, Keith Emerson, Dave O'List, Brian Davison and Lee Jackson. This November 67 single, The Thoughts of Emily Stabjack, led off the album of the very same name. So here it is on Immediate, The Nice.
Baby, I'm going back to be young again, to find the time to develop my mind and be kind. To really see, to really hear, to really live, to really love and be kind.
Billy Nichols sang backing vocals on the Nice's 67 debut single, The Faults of Emily Stavchak, that we've just been listening to. Billy was originally hired by Andrew Logue Oldham as a staff writer for Immediate, and Oldham was so fanatical by the Beach Boys' 1966 album Pet Sounds that he enlisted Billy to record a British response, which became this fantastic cult album, Would You Believe? This actually is the B-side to the Would You Believe single, Daytime Girl by Billy Nichols.
She has come.
Billy Nichols and Daytime Girl. Now, a few years back, I interviewed Jeff Christie of The Outer Limits and asked him how he got to work with Andrew Luke Oldham and release The Great Train Robbery. Jeff replied that Andrew liked The Outer Limits and wanted to produce the single himself after they were recommended to Immediate by Tito Burns, their agent at the time. Jeff continued that Great Train Robbery was on Immediate, but they created a sub-label called Instant as it was a little bit more popular. The Immediate catalogue number was reallocated to P.P. Arnold's Angel of the Morning, and Great Train Robbery became Instant's first single in September 68, rather than this May 68 mix that we'll be hearing in a second, which has gunfire heard at the beginning. Here's The Outer Limits and Great Train Robbery.
Talk about it still today. I remember reading headlines in the paper. In my mind's eye, I can see them say, "The Great Train Robbery."
Outer Limits and the Immediate promo mix of Great Train Robbery. Next we have Chris Fallow, who recorded 11 singles for Immediate, 5 of which were Stones covers. Out of Time reached number 1 in the singles chart in 1966. Paint It Black, I think, was released a few times on Immediate, but the first showing in the UK was Chris's July 68 single. So here's Chris Fallow and Paint It Black.
Thank you. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want it to turn black. Oh, I see the girls walk by just in their summer clothes. Oh, I've got to turn my head before the darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they're all painted black. The flowers and my love both never to turn back. Quickly, oh, they look away. Hey, like a newborn baby, it's gotta happen every day. Oh, yes, I love you. You know that. Oh, if I look up hard enough to all the sunny sun. You'll laugh at me before the morning comes. I see a red door, I want it painted black. With flowers and my love, never to turn back. Oh, I see people turn their heads. How quickly all they look away. Hey, like a newborn baby, it's gotta happen. Gotta believe me, yeah. When I say, yeah, when I say, yeah, oh, you got to talk to me. I need you, yes, I do.
Chris Farlow and Paint It Black. Next, we have the second release on the Instant label following The Outer Limits, and that was the Excelsior Springs December 68 song Happy Miranda. The group were the songwriting team of Mike Finesilver and Peter Keir, who wrote the Crazy World of Arthur Brown's number one fire single with the group. But I'll be playing the B-side to Happy Miranda, and that's the darker track, It. So here is the Excelsior Spring.
Everywhere you turn, you'll find it there, underneath the floor and in your hair. It's all around, on the outside and within. It's what you are on both sides. Something there we call the sky. It's colored blue and it's there for all to see. I'm watching you and I hope you're watching me. 'Cause when I'm feeling well, it's obvious for all to tell.
The Excelsior Spring and It, a track released on the Instant sublabel of Immediate. And another release in December 68 was a song on the Revolution label that was sublicensed through Immediate. And there was a couple of singles released on that arrangement between Andrew Oldham and Dave Hadfield. It kind of focused a bit more on the reggae side of things at the time. And this is a track by Jimmy Scott. Jimmy was a member of Georgie Fame's Blue Flames and was a conga player and friend of Paul McCartney. Jimmy coined the phrase obla-dee, obla-da, which inspired Paul to write the very famous song. Jimmy played congas on the Beatles' original, but worked up his own song around the same phrase for this single. So here is Jimmy Scott and the Revolution label and obla-dee, obla-da, allo, part one.
Life must go on all the way. Oh baby, take me that just the way to turn my head. But you know him, but the pretty money. Oh, so we try to do fast too, but put your money. I got to make a baby run away. Oh baby, oh. No matter how, no jealous how I did do. I never know I was a daddy follower.
There we have it, Jimmy Scott and the Obla-dee, Obla-da story released on Revolution, which had a licensing deal with Immediate. Next to a track that was requested by Lee Cannon, and it's around the story that Andrew Luke Oldman gave the then Small Faces manager Don Arden $25,000 in a brown paper bag to secure the Small Faces on the Immediate label, which then gave the band the freedom to develop their sound into the most psychedelic proposition that we hear on Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. And this track is from that album, but actually it became the band's unofficial final single after they broke up. Here is The Small Faces and Afterglow of Your Love.
No one can deny. tide, a feeling that I could not see or touch or try to hide. My love is in and around you. I bless the day that I found you. So listen, baby, I'm happy just to be with you.
The Small Faces and the wonderful Afterglow of Your Love, released as a single on Immedia in March 1969. Next we have P.P. Arnold, and after a few years touring round her native US with the Ike and Tina Turner Review, came over to England in 1966 when the Review toured there in support of the Rolling Stones. Impressed by her amazing voice, Mick Jagger convinced Andrew Oldham to sign Arnold to Immedia, and she enjoyed quite a few British hits in the late 60s, including songs written for her by Peter Corder, including The Time Has Come. But here is a track from her Kafunta LP, released on Immedia in 69, and her version of Eleanor Rigby.
As he walks from the grave. No.
the wonderful P.P. Arnold and Eleanor Rigby from her Kafunta LP from 1969. Now, Immediate is quite well known for some of the British blues compilations that they released, but they mainly consisted of some of those jams that they sneakily recorded from Clapton, Beck and Page, but I'm not quite sure that that is fully representative of the best of Immediate. Instead, I'm going to play Fleetwood Mac, who were signed for one single, Peter Green's Man of the World, released in April 69, rose up to number 2 in the UK charts and is an amazing record. So here it is, Fleetwood Mac and Man of the World.
Shall I tell you about my life? They say I'm a man of the world. I've flown across every tide, and I've seen lots of pretty girls. I guess I've got everything. I wouldn't ask for, and there's no one I'd rather be. But I just wish that I'd never been born. I'm a good man, oh, but I would be if I could. I could tell you about my life and keep you amused, I'm sure, about all the times I
Fleetwood Mac and Man of the World. Next, we have the title track from Humble Pie's debut album, As Safe as Yesterday Is. The LP released in August 69 peaked at number 16 in the UK album chart. The band, of course, starred former Small Faces Steve Marriott, as well as Peter Frampton of The Herd, and it blended hard rockers with a bit of psychedelia that had spilled over into the group. So here is something of a more psychedelic sound. It is Humble Pie and As Safe as Yesterday Is. We'll be right back. Pie and As Safe As Yesterday Is. Next, we have Amen Corner, who are probably most notable for their lead singer Andy Fairweatherlow. A Welsh group, their first releases came on DRAM, but they left the label at the end of 68 to join Immediate, where they got to number one pretty quickly in early 69 with If Paradise Is Half As Nice. And after recording a final studio album, Farewell to the Real Magnificent Seven, of which we'll be hearing the song Lady Riga, they disbanded. And it was Immediate's final LP release too. And in 1970, Immediate collapsed, owing around £1 million. Oldham and Calder went their separate ways, Oldham to the US and then Columbia, where he still remains, I think. But they paired up briefly in the mid-90s to revive Immediate's back catalogue. The owner of the current Immediate catalogue for the world, excluding the UK, is Charlie Records, who have been working side by side with Universal Music, who own the rights over here. And they're both working to recover and restore the old master tapes and intend to continue the releases of the Immediate catalogue. And they've just recently re-released some of the excellent Small Faces reissues, so do check out that. Before I go, next show will be featuring Andy Morton of Bronco Bullfrog. You'll be in for quite a treat when you hear some of the gems that Andy will be picking. But back to Eamon Corner and Lady Riga.